22. Flint City General Hospital, Department of Pathology and Serology. To Detective Ralph Anderson, S.P. Lieutenant Unell Sablo, District Attorney William Samuels. From Dr. F. Ackerman, Head of Pathology. Date, July 12th. Subject, autopsy, addendum, personal and confidential. As requested, my opinion follows. Although Frank Peterson might or might not have survived the act of sodomy noted in the autopsy report, performed July 11th by myself with Dr. Alvin Barkland assisting, there can be no doubt that the immediate cause of death was exsanguination, i.e., massive loss of blood. Teeth marks were found on the remains of Peterson's face, throat, shoulder, chest, right side, and torso. The injuries, coupled with photographs of the murder scene, suggest the following sequence. Peterson was thrown violently to the ground on his back and bitten at least 6 times, perhaps as many as 12. This was frenzied behavior. He was then turned over and sodomized. By then, Peterson was almost certainly unconscious. Either during the sodomy or directly after, the perpetrator ejaculated. I have marked this addendum personal and confidential because certain aspects of this case, if disclosed, will be sensationalized in the press, not just locally, but nationwide. Parts of Peterson's body, most specifically the right earlobe, right nipple, and parts of the trachea and esophagus are missing. The perpetrator may have taken these body parts, along with a considerable section of flesh from the nape of the neck, as trophies. That is actually the best-case scenario. The alternative hypothesis is that the perpetrator ate them. Being in charge of the case, you will do as you see fit, but it is my strong recommendation that these facts and my subsequent conclusions be kept not only from the press, but out of any trial, unless absolutely necessary to secure a conviction. The reaction of the parents to such information can, of course, be imagined, but who would want to? My apologies if I have overstepped my bounds, but in this case I felt it necessary. I am a doctor. I am the county's medical examiner, but I am also a mother. I beg you to catch the man who defiled and murdered this child, and soon, if you don't, he will almost certainly do it again. Felicity Ackerman, M.D., Flint City General Hospital, Head of Pathology, Flint County Chief Medical Examiner.